Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
To the fact that there is really virtually no sort of attention given to this subject in 1980. The state and all the extra briefs filed have put a lot of emphasis on what was in a newspaper, what people were talking about, what the legislature was talking about at the time. But your brief doesn't have very many supporting documents to show that was the understanding of any voter in the state in 1980. Abortion's always been a divisive issue. It was divisive in 1980. Why is there not more that emphasizes your view of what that term meant at the time?
All right, this is Florida State Supreme Court Justice Jamie Grosshans, one of the DeSantis appointees to the court. The current composition of the court is seven. There's seven members always, but the current composition is five members, including the Chief Justice, Carlos Muniz, who basically replaced who had been the Chief Justice, Kennedy, prior to that. Actually, Jorge Labarga, who's also on the court, had been the Chief Justice before, too. But those two were both appointed by Charlie Crist, so they are holdovers for quite some time. But Muniz, Labarga, Coryell, Grosshans, Renata Francis, and Meredith Sasso are the ones that were DeSantis appointees. That was the questioning coming from Jamie Grosshans, one of the DeSantis appointees. Three females, by the way. DeSantis has appointed five. Three of them are women, just FYI. And asking the question of Whitney Lee White, who is the plaintiff's attorney in the case of dealing with abortion, and whether the privacy amendment to the Florida State Constitution protects abortion. So what Justice Grosshans is asking is, you say that when people ratified this amendment, they intended to protect abortion. But the documentary evidence doesn't justify that at all. There's like nobody even cared about how this related to abortion. It's not even in any of the records or the editorials or the discussions. And you would think for such a controversial topic, it would have been. So Whitney Lee White's answer.
This court has repeatedly emphasized that when considering a question of constitutional interpretation, the plain text is paramount, and that evidence of individual subjective intent of drafters cannot override otherwise broad plain text of the amendment.
And so what she's saying is that if the text is plain, it doesn't matter what the historical documentary evidence of what people thought they were voting on. It only matters what the text says if the text is clear. But the text is anything but clear in terms of whether it supports the protected right to seek an abortion under the Privacy Amendment. And so she's arguing, look, the plain text means this, and everybody else is saying, the text is not that plain, so you have to look at the context and see. And another justice appointed by Governor DeSantis, John Curiel, is going to ask basically that exact question in a different way.
Plain text has an original public meaning, and I guess what Justice Grosshans' question goes to is, if the original public meaning of that text included abortion, you would expect to see positions from Planned Parenthood and National Right to Life debating each other about it in 1980, and yet we don't really see that. How do you explain that absence?
Exactly. You would think an ARL and Right to Life would get involved. It kind of like, think of it this way. Imagine if somebody made the argument that, imagine somebody made this argument. Carrying a gun openly is a private act. Okay? Or before even the current changes in the concealed carry, what if somebody said that carrying a gun concealed is an act of privacy? The government doesn't have any business regulating that. The right to privacy in the Florida State's Constitution protects you to carry a gun on your person because it's a private choice. And then the justices in this argument would say, but when they passed the right to privacy, they didn't talk about guns at all. Didn't come up. Nobody mentioned open carry, concealed carry, permitless concealed carry. You would think if that's what the voters meant to enshrine, somebody would have at least mentioned this fact. The fact that they didn't mention it, and especially when abortion is a, at the time, far more controversial. I mean, Roe was only 7 years old at the time, right? It was 1973 versus this is 1980. You would think they'd talk about this, and they didn't. And how can you explain that? And the answer is because it doesn't protect the right to abortion. So her answer, and she's trying, I mean, she's scrambling here. Her answer is, well, but maybe pro-lifers didn't bother mentioning it because they knew that it didn't matter because Roe was the law.
There could have been a general acceptance that Roe was the law of the land at the time. And so the privacy clause, in incorporating that standard, wouldn't necessarily change things practically.
But you don't even see that. You don't even see op-eds saying, well, this is about Roe.
Right. But I think, Your Honor, I think my point is that the fact that it's impossible to really understand what exactly was going through individuals' heads at the time is one of the reasons that this court has cautioned against looking to that sort of evidence first and foremost.
It's not impossible. In fact, it's fairly easy. You can't go back and psychologically profile every voter, but you can tell from the public debate and what the advocates of the law and what the opponents of it said. You can tell that it just didn't have anything to do with this, despite the former Florida State Supreme Court ruling saying that it did in 1989, I think, in 1998. I forget which one of those two. Yeah, we'll come back to this in a second, but and I'll give you my sense of where I think the court's going to go on this. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching an accident at Softly Field Road and North Blue Angel Parkway. Fire Department, Escambia County Sheriff's Office and EMT all on scene. Now it is blocked north and southbound on Blue Angel, westbound on Softly Field Road. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Whitney Lee White at the Florida State Supreme Court arguing on Friday about why the right to privacy enshrined in the Florida Constitution protects the right to an abortion, trying to prevent the 15-week and actually the 6-week limitation from going into effect. So she says, look, people understood privacy, you know, very, very broadly. They had just gotten the Roe versus Wade decision 7 years ago, which interpreted there to be a privacy penumbra in the Constitution flowing from the Griswold v. Connecticut case, and that protected the right to abortion. And Carlos Muniz, who is the Chief Justice, is like, sister, look. No, this doesn't hold up.
You know, we've had in our country kind of a, you know, 50-year debate over this. There have been changes in kind of scientific information. And, you know, to the extent that it seems like the record at most shows that in a legal sense, privacy may have included abortion, but it doesn't seem like the people of Florida really had a, you know, had an actual debate over that when this was adopted. And they certainly didn't have a debate that would have resolved the question of how you balance the important interests here.
So what he's saying is that the people in the state of Florida, 7 years after Roe, you can't possibly believe that they all had shifted their understanding of what privacy means to include this tortured reasoning that the Roe court used at the floor at the United States Supreme Court level to impute a right to abortion into the Constitution. There's no way. There's no way that that's a realistic version of what the voters in the state of Florida meant. And it doesn't even begin to address the question of the balancing interests of the woman's alleged privacy rights or her decisional autonomy, her biological medical imperatives and all that, versus the considerations of the right to the being in the womb, whatever that might be. And he goes on.
How should our courts sort of look at our role in, you know, overriding a legislative judgment on compelling interests that is not, you know, this isn't heat of the moment, you know, wartime internment or something like that. This is a 50-year reflection by our society, by our state. The people's elected representatives believe that there's a compelling interest in protecting human life. Why should we as a court not defer to that?
Yeah, the legislature is exactly the kind of place where you protect these or where you debate these things because it's still a live issue. Her answer?
With respect to fundamental rights, this court has repeatedly made clear that legislative deference in that context is inappropriate. The court's primary duty is deference to the meaning as incorporated in the Constitution. The Constitution, and in particular, the rights afforded by the Declaration of Rights, act as restraints on legislative power. And when those rights are infringed, the state bears a heavy burden to justify the infringement.
That's true if the rights outlined are clear. And this particular clause in the Florida Constitution is anything but clear and it does not obviously deal with this specific topic of abortion. Now, one of the things that she said that I thought was actually a pretty good point, she said, it's inconceivable that the people adopting the right to privacy in the state constitution 1980 that did not exist and still does not exist in the federal constitution explicitly, that they intended to confer fewer privacy rights than existed under federal law. And what I would say is, well, it's not that they were conferring fewer, it's that they weren't addressing this one at all. They were expanding others that were not protected federally, but they weren't addressing this one at all. Otherwise, why don't you see this debate, as Chief Justice Muniz brings up?
You know, I think one of the reasons why there probably wasn't a lot of debate over this is arguably because the people thought that the federal law had essentially made whatever Florida was going to do on this irrelevant. I'm not saying that that changes the meaning of what sort of privacy in general meant, but I do think that to the extent that in your position is that there's some sort of democratic legitimacy here that we need to respect, I think it does inform sort of what that democratic choice looks like.
Everybody knew that abortion was protected by the U.S. Supreme Court. So they just didn't talk about that in this context because they didn't think it was open to discussion. It had basically, to use Florida language, been preempted by the feds. And he's saying that's why it didn't come up, because nobody thought that's what this was about. And now you're going to impute it back into that because you want to protect this misguided ruling that came up in 1989. So here's my read on this. After listening to the oral arguments, the hour's worth of them, it was an interesting conversation, of course. Whitney Lee White and Henry Whitaker, the Solicitor General for the state of Florida, I read this as clearly they are going to strike down. They're going to reverse this precedent. I think the 15-week and, in fact, the 6-week is going to go into effect, and I think it's going to be a 5-2 ruling, and it might be a 7-0 ruling. Because the other two justices, LaBarga and Kennedy, they didn't ask questions. They just didn't push back. In fact, the Solicitor General got done, and nobody had any further questions, and he's like, you got any questions? Or I'll sit down. I think that the state is going to win on this, that privacy does not protect the right to abortion under the Florida Constitution. They're going to win so decisively that they don't even care about standing. He didn't bother arguing standing when he was asked. Sure, grant him standing. We'll win on the merits. And I don't watch the Florida State Supreme Court a lot, so I don't feel quite as comfortable with them as I do with the U.S. Supreme Court. But in this case, it seems so obvious that they are going to strike this down. And again, I maybe 5-2, maybe 7-0. We'll see. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, an Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, nice imports, you know, you pay extra to get them. You don't have to pay extra to maintain them. You don't have to travel if it's travel that has to be done to the dealership across the water, across the big bridge. You know, you don't have to spend the extra money that it takes to get it done to the dealership. You can get it done to Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on these cars all the time. No problem. They work on diesel engines all the time. No problem. They work on everything. I mean, you know, domestics, runarounds, all that kind of stuff. No problem. And the philosophy they have is, look, we understand that going to the car repair shop is inconvenient. So make it convenient. Just come to us. No problem. Come to us for the routine stuff, the preventative stuff, the little stuff, so we can make sure and prevent the big, catastrophic, expensive stuff. That's kind of the idea of their website, carclinicservice.com, where it's kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car. It's the same way you take your body into the doctor, you take your car into the healthcare clinic. That's the idea. So Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
The Pensacola Little Theater present a cast of well-known Pensacola actors that promises to deliver a lot of laughs and heartfelt moments. Get your tickets now for Always a Bridesmaid, running September 15th through the 24th. Join this exceptional cast as they portray the captivating stories of six women and their enduring friendship amidst the chaos of life and disastrous dresses. Prepare for an evening of entertainment that will keep you engaged from start to finish. Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Speedmore imports from $39,421, and the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Speedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Speedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish is serving only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of delicious southern sides. Every Wednesday is Wacky Wednesday, featuring $5.99 lunch basket specials until 3 p.m. And get ready for Shrimp-tastic Thursday. They're serving fresh seafood daily at David's Catfish House. Visit them on Dogwood Drive in Milton or on New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You've got mail.
2, 3, 4. Woohoo! 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 Woohoo!
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Woo-hoo. You remember your AOL login?
Did you have an AOL?
No, I had Coasters.
Oh. That's funny.
I had the installation discs, but, you know, we didn't even have internet back then. I think our first dial-up internet was actually when we moved to Phoenix, so that would have been like 2005.
Oh, wow, okay.
We just would go to, like, the community college and use theirs because it was better and, you know, you didn't have to pay for it, so...
Oh my God!
Remember the day when you had to go find a payphone. You know, just old stuff. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives. And
watching an accident. It's a Plainville and Softly Field Road. Now that's the only thing that I'm seeing right now. I say that. Then Highway 90 and Airport Road. This is in Milton. Crash in the area. It says drive with caution. So I'm not showing a slowdown there necessarily. But Highway 90 and South Airport Road in Milton. But Softly Field and Blue Angel. Look for emergency crews on scene. And it is blocked north and southbound on Blue Angel and westbound on Softly Field. Traffic tips. Text them in if you could. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. The United States Soccer is playing matches, what they call friendlies, because why would you call it that? Well, because they let the British name it, and that's what you get. A friendly is when it doesn't matter. It's a scrimmage. It's
okay.
A game that...
why do they call them scrimmages?
I don't... Because it's British, because they right. name things weirdly. It's outside of any... It's outside of a tournament. It's outside of... It doesn't matter. Like Bill Murray would say, it just doesn't matter. That's right. The Uzbekistan, we beat Uzbekistan the other day in a weird match where we were looked like not that great. Got an early goal and then a late penalty goal and then another extra kind of a garbage time sort of goal. Yesterday played Oman.
Al-Khawi way with the ball into the middle. Pulisic just slipping on the edge of the box and Weston McKennie battling to try and get possession here.
Into
He's
the
got
left.
Support from Lund, but Weston McKennie
all the way back over to the right.
Towards that back post for Ware. Played back for Dest.
Back foot kick.
Hammers it straight towards the keeper, and it's knocked in on the rebound for the opening
Blocked
goal.
Blocked and knocked
Balogun.
In on the follow-up opening
13
goal.
Minutes in
from Balogun. Tremendous goal. And then nothing for a long time. 59 minutes in.
Brendan Aaronson, the halftime substitute, standing over
Wall of men on a fixed kick just outside the box.
It's 2-0.
This is brutal.
It's Brendan Aaronson.
You know how they make the wall of people to stand in front of you so you can't kick it straight at the goal?
Yes.
I kid you not. The defenders on either side of the ball each dove away from it, creating an alley for him. And the goalkeeper's like, what the? It just went right through. And then they got two more goals after that. So 4-0. I'll say it that way, in the friendly.
In the friendly.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the manhunt continues today for that escaped murderer in Pennsylvania. The hunt now in its 14th day. Danilo Cavalcante broke out of jail on August 31st. He was last seen Monday night. Police say he's armed and extremely dangerous after stealing that rifle yesterday. Federal prosecutors are accusing Google of stifling their competition and operating an illegal monopoly with their popular search engine. Opening remarks were made before a federal judge in Washington yesterday. Lawyers for the Justice Department say Google's exclusive contracts with phone makers and wireless carriers stifled their competition. That trial should last a few weeks.
Yeah, billions of dollars they paid to be the exclusive provider on cell phones, particularly like with Apple and Android and stuff like that. I wish they'd have paid a little extra money and bought the rights to be on, you know, Windows products on your desktop and your laptop, so you wouldn't even have to go install Google Chrome to go to the Google search, but instead you got to work through Internet Explorer. The only time you ever use it is to download Google Chrome.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un meeting in Russia, the North Korean leader declaring his full and unconditional support for Moscow.
This rare gathering coming amid Western fears that North Korea might provide Russia with weapons. The West worries any such transaction could prolong the war in Ukraine.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announcing an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The extreme MAGA Republicans are determined to illegitimately investigate the president.
This as McCarthy faces criticism from members of his own party who opposes plans to fund the government.
Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role.
That's Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz threatening to remove McCarthy as House Speaker. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 75 degrees, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola, 631. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Pensacola police are looking forward to having two mental health experts join their force. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says that these two professionals will be riding along and training with officers before they move on to their own unmarked cars.
We get those calls, if not every day, pretty close. From everything from a call involving someone who may be panhandling all the way up to someone who is threatening to hurt themselves.
And Wood says these two mental health experts will respond to cases on their own with dispatch and police officers serving as backup if they are needed. He says the mental health experts will be better trained than officers at de-escalating certain situations. There was an Orange Beach resident that happened to be in Morocco last week during that tragic earthquake. Dini Buck and her husband said they were in Marrakesh. They were traveling with a couple of other, with two other couples.
I sent a text home to my family and said, I just want you to know I love you. And saying these words now means more than they ever have.
And she tells Channel 3 that both she and her husband were asleep in their hotel when that earthquake hit. They grabbed their passports, were able to get out of the hotel. And she said, out in the streets, it was complete hysteria and pandemonium, but they've now safely made it back home to Orange Beach. The National Hurricane Center putting the northeastern U.S. on alert. Hurricane Lee still churning out in the Atlantic.
Lee is expected to remain a major hurricane for the next day or so, and then the peak winds are going to gradually decrease as it moves out of the tropics and over some cooler waters. But again, as storms move northward, they tend to get bigger, and we're expecting the tropical storm force winds to be out maybe as much as 250 to 300 miles from the center.
Dr. Michael Brennan there, and he says that eastern Maine all the way to eastern Long Island will probably be experiencing tropical storm force winds. Still early, but Lee expected to make landfall sometime Sunday in Nova Scotia as a tropical storm. Investigators are still looking into a structure collapse. Happened at a hospital parking garage in Jacksonville. It happened early this week over at the Ascension St. Vincent's Riverside Hospital there. The good news is nobody was hurt. Several vehicles, though, were damaged. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, NFL, family and friends all in mourning after the loss of a former wide receiver, Mike Williams. He died at a hospital in Tampa yesterday. Williams suffered an injury at a construction site in Hillsborough County a few weeks ago. He was taken off of life support last Thursday. He was drafted by the Bucs in 2010. He played four seasons in Tampa. He was only 36. And VIP tickets are now on sale for the Blue Angels homecoming air show on board NAS Pensacola. That show scheduled for Friday and Saturday, November 3rd and 4th. Individual day tickets range anywhere from $50 for box seats to $300 for a table for two, $600 for a table for four in the Flightline Club. Flightline Club seats, of course, also include catered food and drinks. A link to the ticketing website is available on the News Radio 92.3 Facebook page. It is 6:34 here, News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, watching an accident. A couple of accidents. One is in Milton. It's South Airport Road and Highway 90, and that is blocked eastbound for quite a ways, it looks like. And the other block that we see another accident this morning, Softly and Blue Angel. Emergency crews are on scene of both accidents. Softly and Blue Angel blocked north and southbound on Blue Angel and westbound on Softly Field. Now, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, 50% chance of rain. Temperatures today warming up into the upper 80s, low 90s. Overnight tonight, we will have temperatures dropping near 74 degrees. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 90. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. For the weekend, temperatures cool off very close to average in the upper 80s with lows in the low 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 75 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and 72 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Well, this is not great news. An FDA advisory panel today declared the main ingredient in many popular over-the-counter cold and allergy medications doesn't actually work to get rid of nasal congestion. All of the panel's members agreed oral forms of phenylephrine found in versions of medications including Benadryl, NyQuil, and Sudafed aren't effective at relieving a stuffy nose. U.S. retailers last year sold some $1.8 billion worth of drugs containing phenylephrine. Business is apparently pretty good at Casey's General Stores. The company, which runs a chain of convenience stores mostly in the U.S. Midwest and South, said consumers remained fairly resilient this year, and so it's planning to open more stores than previously planned between now and next April. Casey's shares today soared 11% on that news. Led by technology issues, stocks fell today. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials eased 25 and 17 points, respectively, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite slid 144, or 1%. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms, and I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watson deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
And especially Chief Craner to bring the DOSE program to West Florida. We are the first on the panel. At Healthy Start, we strive for every baby to make it to their first birthday and have the healthiest outcome possible. But we are not doing as well as we could and should to prevent infant mortality in our community. We have one of the highest rates in the state of Florida, and especially so in communities of color.
Yeah, this is a real issue. Allison Anderson is the executive director of the Escambia County Healthy Start Coalition. This was at the mayor's press conference yesterday. She and Fire Chief Jenny Craner were talking about how to save babies' lives, not with fire detectors or smoke detectors and with carbon monoxide detectors and preventing fires, but with educating new parents about how their children should be sleeping. This is such an important topic. And Allison Anderson, and as she said, it's one of those things where these are preventable deaths by education. And, I have talked to, and they are more likely to happen in communities of color, okay? Because, look, the reality is that more likely people who are black are poor. We know that in Escambia County, of course. And poor and poverty correlate with lesser education and lesser knowledge about how to do things safely. That just is, okay? Just like you are more likely to have fires, not that fire is related, just it happens to be in this subject matter. Why do you have more fires in Escambia County? Because we have a really high percentage of black and or poor residents who live in older homes and don't have smoke detectors and don't perform safe practices, and therefore we have fires. We have lots of calls. It just is, okay? It's a problem. We're doing everything we can we're doing what we can to improve it, but that's the reality. Same thing for infant deaths. It's more of a problem in poor black families, and we need to fix it. Now, it's not that white people are doing it perfect or that wealthy people do it perfect. I'm just saying that you see the concentration in that area, and we need to do what we can to prevent these deaths. That's why you have the DOSE program, which is an attempt to... It's direct on-scene education is what it stands for, D-O-S-E. It's an innovative attempt, according to their website, at eliminating sleep-related infant death due to suffocation, strangulation, or positional asphyxia by using first responders to identify and remove hazards while delivering education on the scene. First responders are trained to identify and remove hazards from an infant's sleep space while on-scene during emergency and non-emergency 911 calls. So think of it this way. When fire and or EMS or anybody else, cops, go into a home for whatever reason, the idea here is train them so that they can recognize that if there's an infant in the home, that infant is not, the parents are not practicing safe sleep procedures with that infant, and then they can teach them, hey, do this, it's safer, okay? And by the way, this is not a negligible number of infant deaths.
30% of the infant deaths in our community are related to unsafe sleep practices and environments. And it is our hope and prayer and plan that we can reduce and mitigate a large majority of those in the months, weeks, and years ahead through this program.
30% of infant deaths come from parents not knowing any better. It's heartbreaking to think about. Okay, so, and by the way, one of the challenges we have is that, you know, there's kind of like anecdotal folk wisdom about how you're supposed to do stuff. And look, if you've been a parent, you know this. You suddenly have a baby and you're like, oh my God, I don't know anything. You know, like you just feel overwhelmed by it, all the things you don't know. And so And it's hard to know what you don't know if you don't know that you don't know it. And sometimes, and this happens with science, sometimes advice changes. And one of the things that has changed over the years, you know, like, for example, there was a time when we were advising people that formula feeding was better. And that has long since been abandoned. Formula feeding is not better. Breastfeeding is better. Now, there are reasons why some people might not be able to successfully achieve breastfeeding. I get that. But it's never better to do formula feeding. But there was actually a time when they encouraged formula feeding because, you know, formula was the formulated. It was scientific. It was advanced. It was better than that nasty old breastfeeding, right? Like, but we know that's false now. Okay, well, when it comes to safe sleeping, not everybody does know. And so there are basically three things, okay? There's an ABC, okay, for safe sleeping. A is for alone. Babies sleep on their own. They don't sleep in the bed with you. They don't sleep on the couch with you. It is okay for them to sleep in a car seat when they're strapped in and it's properly rear-facing, which is how a small baby is supposed to be facing, not front ways. They'll do that when you take them home from the hospital. They'll make sure you got a car seat. Anyway, but babies sleep on their own. They sleep on a hard surface. They don't sleep on blankets and comforters and, you know, there's other stuff too, but we'll get to that. But they don't sleep in the bed with you. That's called co-sleeping. Okay, co-sleeping is a risk factor for sudden infant death syndrome and for suffocation because people roll over. Babies get caught in crevices and cracks in the wall to the bed. And if you ever talk to a first responder, you can ask them if they've been on a call for an infant. And you'll never co-sleep again if you think that's a good idea. It's not a good idea. Bed sharing is one of the problems. So alone is the A. B, on their back. And this is one of those where, like, the thing, science has changed a little bit. Like, they used to teach sleep on the chest. On the back. Babies sleep on the back. Where? On their back. Where? On their back. Where? On their on their backs. And C is crib. The crib should be empty. In a crib, now without drop sides, because drop sides have been prohibited. You can't even resell your old drop side cribs because it's illegal, federally illegal. Drop side crib, no, sorry, a hard surface in a crib, no stuffed animals, no toys, no blankets, no pillows, nothing. Okay, no diapers, no diaper wipes. No, just, okay, now the way we were taught when we brought our kid home is you can baby burrito them really tight. And in fact, that's babies like that. That's where you wrap them up, swaddle them so tightly that they cannot move their arms and legs. They like that because they were in the womb for 9 months. They don't. That's actually comforting to them. But you know, you can baby burrito them on their back, and in fact, to keep them on their back when they start wriggling a little bit more, at least the way we were trained and we did this is you can sort of chalk them on either side so that they're stuck on their back in the baby burrito. That's not the same as don't put them in there with a stuffed animal. This is when they're more rolling around. You know, you don't really need to do that anymore. But for the first year, on their back, on a hard surface, in a crib, by themselves, period. Period. That's it. That's how you keep them alive. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Kids sound complicated.
They're not. Once you learn how to do it, they're not.
That's scary, though. My goodness. Softly Field and Blue Angel showing an accident. Emergency crews are out on scene. Blocked north and southbound on Blue Angel. Westbound on Softly Field Road. Front gate of Pensacola Naval Air Station is backed up past sunset this morning. This is in Milton. Highway 90 and Airport again in Milton. West of 87 blocked eastbound and westbound at 90 and Airport in Milton after two accidents. And if you have a traffic tip or no different, anything, let us know. 437-1620. You can text it in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Not to dwell too much, but I just want to make sure this is all nice and clear. And you can go look this up online. The resources are widely available. It's very easy to find. But again, okay, you've got, maybe you're becoming a grandparent and you're listening to the show and your kids don't listen to the show. Okay, well, you can teach them. Or maybe you've got a sister, or maybe you've got a cousin, or maybe you've got a friend, and you can be, you don't, it doesn't take law enforcement or first responders to teach this stuff. Okay, it's good that they are, but this can be you too. You can be an advocate for, hey, you know, that's not safe. Don't do that. That's not good. Okay, so place infants on their backs for sleep in their own sleep place with no other people. Not with family members, not with other kids. Suffocation is the problem. Not with animals. No pets, no cats, no dogs. Nothing. Use a crib, a bassinet, or a portable play yard. Again, with a firm flat mattress and a fitted sheet. So no loose sheets. No couches, no armchairs, no swings, you know, I know if they fall asleep in the swing, it can be tempting, but it's not safe. It's not really safe. The only exception is in the car safety seat while riding in the car, okay? Because they're strapped in, okay? That's the point. They're safe in that case. Keep loose blankets, pillow, stuffed toys, bumpers, other soft items out of the sleep space. And if possible, breastfeed and avoid smoking. That's related somewhat, but that's not the direct, like, safe sleeping stuff. So there you go. That's it. I was appreciative that Jenny Craner and Allison Anderson talked about this yesterday. It's an important thing. I know it might not be particularly relevant to you at your place in life if you don't have infants in the home, but it's one of those things where if you don't know, you don't know. And if other people don't know, they don't know till you tell them. Okay? You might well save an infant's life by doing the slightly uncomfortable thing of saying, you're not supposed to have a toy in that crib. You want your kid to live? Take that toy out of the crib. 649 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you have a home improvement project, a repair, or maybe you're building a house. I mean, it could be anywhere on the spectrum. Pensacola Hardware, they're the place. And I say the house builder side of it because even though, of course, they cater to you and me who just need help with our basic repairs, their real bread and butter is helping the builders of this area build things. They've been doing it since 1851. So if you walk around like anywhere in the area and you look at a home or a building, chances are pretty good that they helped supply the materials, especially if you go back to homes that are 100, 150 years old. Pensacola Hardware helped build that. Okay, so that's who they work with. They know your industry. They know what you're going to need. They have it on hand. They won't have to order it. If you need a thing, they've got it. If you need to solve a problem, they know how to solve it. They know what the code is. They know who the inspectors are. They know how to make sure you do it right so that you can pass the inspection and get it done properly. I like all of that stuff. The genuine experts when it comes to anything related to hardware. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
national average for a gallon of gas, 384. Florida average is 358. 329 in Mississippi, 548 in California. In Navarre this morning, 339. Oh, that's a bit of a jump to the East Walmart. Actually, they're not even the best. The Walmart East is not the best. The Tom Thumb is better. 332 at the West Walmart, by the way. If you are in in Tiger Point, 329 at a couple of stations, 349 in Gulf Breeze proper, so get it outside the city. No offense, but get it outside the city. 331 at the CEFCO in Milton. Same at the Tom Thumb. The first Tom Thumb down Avalon, the Circle K is 349, so I wouldn't go there. 349? Good Lord, we're in the middle of something. There's a price jump. That's all I got to say. There seems to be a price jump. There's 349 at the Murphy across from the Walmart on Highway 90 in Pace. 349 going through, in P Ridge. Going through Pace, it's 349. Yeah, so this is one of those get it now because tonight it's going to be 20 cents more expensive. 323 at the Walmart on 9 Mile. 349 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. You can go down the road at the Raceway below I-10 is 328. And then coming in from the southwest side, don't get it anywhere. No, 334 at the Tom Thumb at Garden apparently has the best price. 654 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody had texted in, when my first daughter was born compared to my twins now, there's a huge difference between the two hospitals that they were born in. The hospital that my firstborn was in just handed us the baby and pretty much said, good luck. Oh, God, really? With my twins at Sacred Heart, they taught us how to properly feed a baby, how to properly hold them, how to wrap them up. Oh, the baby burrito is the best thing ever. There needs to be a beginner class on every newborn parent. Hospitals need to be teaching a beginner's class on this. We learned so much with the twins that we don't have nearly as much complications with our firstborn. Yeah, no, all true. And I don't know, like, from first experience, but I am assuming that all of your local hospitals will teach first parent classes. In fact, honestly, you should probably take it again when you go through birth, you know, second time around. We did. And I know that, I mean, they were offering these 20 years ago. I'm sure they're offering them all the time now. I think it ought to be mandatory. I mean, frankly, you know, I don't know how you would enforce that, but everybody ought to take one of those classes. But yeah, most definitely, those classes are super important. 437-1620. Somebody texted in. I forgot to mention this the other day. The bridge has been lit up. And this morning, I guess blue or white, I can't quite tell from the picture. I saw it blue on Saturday coming home from the beach.
It's pretty.
It's super bright. They're still gorgeous. Testing it. They're still, you know, doing the burnout phase. I don't think it's going to be super bright all the time. That's what some people have been saying. It's so bright, it's distracting. And I get that because it is super bright.
Is it?
The only thing that's a bummer about the lights, and this is like, I hate to say a thing that I complain about, but this is more of the I wish. When you're actually on the bridge, you can't see the lights. Because
right,
they're
right,
on the
sense.
Outside, right? And yeah. So you briefly catch it coming either from Pensacola or Gulf Breeze. And you're looking, oh, look at that. And then you catch it on the arch because it's lit up the arches. And the rest of the time, you might catch a glimpse here as the bridge wiggles or something. But mostly, I mean, like the angle of the bridge design. But most of the time, you're like, oh, I bet it's real pretty. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Taking a look around. Highway 90, this is in Milton. Milton, Highway 90 and Airport, west of 87, and just right in between the two. Blocked eastbound and westbound at 90 and Airport in Milton due to two accidents. Another accident, Softly Field and Blue Angel Parkway. Emergency crews on scene of both accidents here. And it blocked north and southbound on Blue Angel, westbound on Softly Field Road. And the front gate of Pensacola Naval Air Station is backed up to Sunset. If you have traffic tips, you can text 437-1620. This is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic. And I know I always talk about Christina a lot, and I don't say the team as much. I kind of mention it, but don't focus on it. And I thought I would focus a little bit on it because it kind of teaches you how even Christina thinks about these things. Nicole writes this review at the Leavenworth Realty site, says, the best experience buying my first home. I'd use Caitlin again any day and recommend her to everyone. I was hesitant about buying, but this was the most stress-free process. She helped work out all the details. She knew I was set on a particular house and helped me go for it, checking in along the way to make sure I was okay. Biggest thing for me was when my dad flew in from Texas. She helped him surprise me after not seeing him for almost 2 years. She treated us like friends and family, not like a client. God, I love that. See, what Christina's done is surrounded herself with sort of like-minded, but more importantly, like-hearted people that really think about service and help and what can I do and go above and beyond. And it's just the whole team reflects that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A federal grand jury has now indicted five former Memphis police officers for the death of Tyree Nichols. Nichols died earlier this year from blunt force trauma days after a traffic stop. The officers are facing multiple counts, including excessive force, conspiracy to witness tamper, and obstruction of justice. New York City continues dealing with their migrant crisis. Now New York State officials are considering granting work permits for asylum seekers that would bypass federal work authorization rules.
Let's start getting people processed, then get their work authorization.
Governor Kathy Hochul says that there's now proposed legislation that would create a state-level worker permit program. To be eligible, migrants would have to have filed their asylum seeker paperwork. 50 federal workers being sent to help with the processing.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. They did make a decision last night. They are going to pursue hiring Scott Collins. There was 42 minutes of crazy controversy that I'm not going to share with you today, tomorrow. But they did hire him. My question for you is, they agreed to, and it was unanimous.
Sure.
Last time they agreed to hire him and it didn't work out. Will it work out?
Yes.
Lisa's
yes.
Air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.